This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. A Coast Guard helicopter from Air Station Humboldt Bay was dispatched to Crescent City on Saturday night following a request for assistance from the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office. A 16-year-old boy had been hiking on the coastal trail near Highway 101 when he fell over the edge and landed on a one-foot-wide ledge on the cliff face. The helicopter reached the scene at about 10:45 p.m. and used all 245 feet of the cable hoist to reel the boy to safety. He was flown to the airport and transferred to medical personnel. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of smoke coming from a greenbelt area between the dog park and Zane Middle School in Eureka yesterday, and arriving firefighters found a quarter-acre-sized fire burning in grass and brush. It took about 45 minutes for firefighters to extinguish the small blaze, which was not a threat to nearby structures. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is unknown and is under investigation. The County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a Ronaville Road home in Fortuna last week as part of an ongoing narcotics investigation. The targets of the warrant were 37-year-old Elizabeth Quinnell and her 46-year-old boyfriend, Johnny Levins. When deputies searched the residence, they found some 6 grams of heroin, 11 grams of meth, 3 pounds of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and evidence of drug sales activity. Both Levins and Quinnell were booked on a list of drug-related charges, and Quinnell's 6-year-old daughter was placed with local family members. In Garberville, sheriff's deputies conducted an investigation into suspected drug sales activity at a motel on Redwood Drive on Friday. Deputies contacted 52-year-old Thomas Moniz, and a search turned up meth, mushrooms, a scale, and packaging materials, along with a loaded 12-gauge shotgun. Moniz, a convicted felon, was arrested and booked for possession, possession for sale, and firearms charges. About 900 residents in Mendocino County who were forced to evacuate their homes last week due to the Redwood Lake complex of fires were allowed to return home over the weekend. The Redwood Fire has burned some 35,000 acres and containment is listed at 45%. CAL FIRE reports significant progress on containment was made over the weekend. Recovery and rehabilitation efforts have already begun, and the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has established safety checkpoints for many of the re-entry areas. Local and state law enforcement, along with the National Guard, continue to provide security for those evacuated areas. Further south, more than 75,000 residents in Sonoma and Napa counties have been forced to evacuate, and the death toll from the wildfires in that region has reached 40. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg and the County Planning Department will host a public workshop in Willow Creek on Wednesday on proposed changes to the county land use ordinance and the environmental impact report regarding commercial marijuana activity. The meeting will be held at Trinity Valley Elementary from 5:30 until 8. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.